meeting's called to order. The first item on the agenda is to take a look at the minutes and minutes from the last board meeting.
Mike, I have a question on the minutes from 521.
Okay.
Third bullet down says currently, and 492 of our desired 496 are enrollment. I think it meant to say that currently we have 492.
Yeah, it should say
496.
Yeah, it should. Currently at 492 of our desired 496. So we will edit that.
Yeah, we'll update that, Jim. Good catch.
I think the active number is on the current head of school report.
It's actually 462. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So I can update the minutes, yeah.
We'll update that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
And I'm just noticing that it's the attendees are not present. It's not on there.
Okay, I can add that as well.
On last month's financial report.
Oh, yeah.
This, the one schedule, summary by fiscal year fund of appropriations, I don't think that that's the right schedule. Looks like it got printed off the...
It says like 10 million or something like that.
Well, if that's right, somebody owes us $3 million. So, it looks like, this... Karen, print this off or something, and
yeah. What are you?
Well, you look at the total revenue for the whole year. It's $11,500,000. Plus, the report has years 2018, 17, and 16. So that doesn't tie in to what we have for total revenue for the current fiscal year. So, I mean, it looks like to me. She printed off the wrong report or something. We just need to run that down and get the right report or whatever it is on the. Hey, Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Hey, Crystal.
Hi.
We were just reviewing the minutes.
Well, we actually got changes to the minutes. All right.
Because we need to identify officers.
I'm looking at 521.17.
We need a secretary.
What's that all for?
Yeah.
That'll be done at the retreat, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. That's the plan.
Yeah.
But, we'll get to that. Okay, any other changes that we need to make to the minutes? Okay, subject to the changes that we've identified being made and resubmitted, I guess, for the online reports, I make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, great, thank you. Okay, we'll turn the time over now to Kia for our head of school.
Yep, pretty brief. We met, just 3 weeks ago, and pretty much what has happened in that time has been just all of the end of the year activities and wrapping everything up. Big spotlight was our 8th grade graduation. We had 173 graduates, and 7 that were, due to not meeting academic promotional requirements, did not get to be a part of that group, unfortunately, but it was a really nice celebration. Crystal and Jeff came out, so thank you both for that, and it was pretty emotional, for some of the ones that are leaving us and going on to other high schools and that have been here from the beginning, but really, really nice night. We had about 600 plus people in attendance
at least,
total.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So we did violate the capacity of the atrium, and we have done a lot of problem solving and lessons learned to make sure that that does not happen in the future. recruitment enrollment update, I'll let Mr. Ryan talk about that since he did not have the pleasure of doing so during his surgical recovery the last week.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. So we're recruiting on track with our enrollment goal of 496 for the first day of school. We've seen a really marked, or whatever the word is.
Market.
Using words I don't know. we've seen a market jump in the number of applications and commitments that we've been getting over the last couple of weeks. I think it's two things. Number one, just being the end of the school year, we always see a big jump around this time. But then also the mailing and the canvassing we did definitely created a little bit of a buzz. And then I think finishing the school year strong really helped a lot. And we'll continue to have bi-weekly open houses. But at this point, we're at about 70 commitments for next year. And the goal is to get to around that 100 mark to keep enrollment at 496. And at the pace that we're going at, we should be able to get there by September 1st. Assuming, right, all the re-enrollments that people said they're coming back actually come back. So we're in a good position.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. Mm-hmm. I just want to really briefly highlight like the tremendous work. I mean, I know everybody at the table is aware of it, but I think this year, as I shared at the last meeting, that this is our first recruitment season that we have not been following a school closure. So we are getting our first time experiencing of what the actual pace of recruitment will be like. And I think Mr. Ryan did a really great job throughout the season of like adapting and seeing and assessing what the needs were. So just wanted to like thank you for that and call attention to the fact that he's really, really done a great job spearheading that work. He got 8 first year agreements in one night last week.
And that used to be more kind of that used to be the norm, and this year it's been like less than that. So I think it speaks to like what Ms. Johnson said about we're getting used to this like normal recruitment cycle versus having schools
where
closing
people aren't
and
frantic
those,
about like in November or right. December getting notice that my school won't be open next year, and they're all like flooding to find the next thing.
We pretty much got the entire Reach school last year coming
and
to grade
the year before that, and then we got the entire
Reach.
Prestige.
And then Prestige.
Prestige and Reach. So we've had each year there's been school closing, and we've taken in a lot of those kids. Mm-hmm. So even with that not happening this year, I still see us in a good position.
Academic, so testing is complete. The data, Ms. Jones is very happy about that. She did an awesome job coordinating testing. 2 weeks of it. So the data is slowly coming in, and we'll have it in its entirety to share at the July retreat. We may not yet have comparative data at that point. So at the retreat, if we haven't been able to get access to how the state and how the district did at that point, we'll just be comparing the growth, like our students' growth, and then looking at comparative data later. Springboard, again, literacy intervention will begin in 2 weeks on the 25th. Summer school also begins on the 25th, and 71 of our students are eligible or required to attend summer school. Ms. Ryan has been working on getting all of the information out to families and Ms. Jones as well, and I think we are really excited about when the 21st Century Grant kicks in, and we'll be able to provide transportation for outside of school, regular school year and school hour things, because one of the barriers that we're seeing is, and this has been every year, is people saying like, oh, well, I can't come because I don't have transportation, or I have to work so hard, I can't get my child there. We've started having conversations about what it will look like for a child who has some type of barrier to getting here that can't participate in summer school, that they can still try to do work that would essentially help them earn the credit back, even though the best thing is for them to be in front of a teacher that's helping them get master whatever they didn't master during the regular year. Summer camp starts next Monday on the 18th. Really excited about that. And staffing is going really well. We have one vacancy in 8th grade history that we have 2 candidates in the pipeline for, one Teach for America candidate and one candidate with a little more experience from the Foundation for Sourcing pipeline. So hoping to close that out within the week.
That's all I have.
And how
How many students do we have at the summer camp?
55 spots.
55 spots and like 40 enrolled right now?
Yeah, at least, yeah. And there's been
But there's a lot of people that they have committed, but they just haven't actually just come paid their $25 registration fee. So
we'll be full by the first day at camp.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So what we're going to do is actually tomorrow just make calls to those people that made commitments to enroll in camp. But there's only 55 spots available.
Are the bulk of those current students or incoming students, or what's the
combination? Yes, Ms. Edwards.
With the whole bus situation in like the summer school, I don't know if I asked this before. As a school, have you guys ever looked into getting like school dark cards for the children instead of them having to ride the buses? It seems like, you know, I know you all cannot control the buses and like getting summer school buses and things like that, because I know that's tedious, and then this is probably some of the same problems. But have you ever looked into that?
No, we haven't. But I mean, financially, if you like break it down, there's definitely a way, I think, to utilize that option.
Yeah.
And actually save some money, and also make it easier for kids who live in like you guys live kind of all the way up at the northern border of Delaware. Someone who's not near a bus stop, that might be an option that we could think about providing to students, and would actually probably save us some money, because a bus costs about $50,000 per bus per year, and I believe a dark card is like $70 for a month, and for a student it's probably cheaper. So that might be something that we could get into offering.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I know Free Area uses dark cards for the regular school year.
Do we have any concerns about safety or with that? Or
Did you hear Mike Maxwell's question, Crystal? He asked if we had any concerns about safety, and I think the honest answer would be yes, but I think no more than what we have when they're on the bus. Yeah, because we don't monitor like when they're on the bus stop, the walk from the bus stop to their home. So I think what would need to happen, and I could definitely reach out to Free Area and see just kind of how they implement that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there would just have to be some agreement around like the liability with the family and in the school.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, the only reason I ask that is because I think that the problems with the bus company, and then you guys are, you know, really trying to do a summer school with Fidelity, and it's a bus issue for some of these parents.
Yeah.
But as a parent who switched over to DART, it is much better.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to worry about him getting to school on time or an issue with the bus or anything like that. He's there and he's back home. And I was just thinking about how great it would be if the kids had their dark card and could get to.
It'd be really nice as if we're exploring that, Crystal, if you would be able to share just kind of your that exact rationale. I think I agree that would definitely help. And it would free up space on buses, because I think one of the other things that we're seeing is that our buses are packed, and that's another reason why there's issues on them.
Yeah. Now, kids that can walk the walk.
Right.
Those who live further away could get the dark. But I think for attendance purposes and seat time, they have just worked wonderful for us. And we say, you know, we don't mind buying the dark car. We bought it to make sure that, you know, because there's nothing we can really do about the bus.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, Patrick, we should look into that this week.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Crystal.
Right.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. All right, we'll move forward and go to the finance portion. Mike, do you have some reports for us?
Yes, I will start with the monthly report, which I'll cover briefly because there is not too much of a note to report that's changed since we last got together in late May. Sort of the major news right now is we have, with about 20 days to go or so, in fact, balanced the budget for the year and do not need any more revenue to be brought in, which means that we can wait for Longwood to disperse their gift until next year, which just will lead to an even healthier cash position in the future. We are ending the year better than expected, largely because of these additional grant revenue receipts that we came across in the form of CSP, early dispersal of this 21st Century Learning Center grant, and just because of some overall pretty solid budget management by Kia and her team, keeping expenses down, some positive material variances on that side as well. I guess, but before I move to the budget, can we get a vote to approve the report?
Make a motion to approve the web report.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, to the budget, the most up-to-date with all the latest information version should be what's in the pocket, right, Patrick? Mm-hmm. And I've had the opportunity to review this with both Jeff and Kia now a couple times, but I'm going to give you a brief overview.
Get anything up the road!
So the major highlights here, this is a budget based off and projected enrollment of 496 students next year and a relatively conservative projected per pupil allocation. I think we are, in fact, I'm very hopeful we're going to do better than this top revenue line indicates right here. That's the general take. There will be some sort of increase from the state side. It's less known what local revenue will look like next year, as well as there might be some good news on the special education front. The $100,000 reflects the opportunity grant, which will refresh next year and will be used to fund our guidance counselor's salary, as well as some other social emotional learning related expenses. Moving on down, federal funding incorporates both the charter school program revenue as well as 21st Century Community Learning Center grant, which will be $400,000 over each of the next 5 years, and the regular Title I, II, III, and IV funding that the school is eligible for. This grants contributions line largely reflects Longwood gift that we'll have put in the bank after July 1st, which brings us to bottom revenue line of about $7.6 million. On the expense side, we are in good shape, I think just about set with the exception of the hires that Kia needs to make with salaries. Kia was able to offer in some cases raises off of this from this year to next year to some of her key staff who are taking on positions of increased responsibility, which is a very good positive thing. On the non-personnel side, draw your attention to the professional contracted line. This is where some of that 21st century grant money is coming out of. About $120,000 of that grant is going into contracted tutoring services for our highest need students, which is sort of was the cornerstone of that application and hopefully is really gonna move the needle for students who are in need of some additional support. The school operations line continues to grow in part because of transportation costs, timely commentary on buses. Kian and I spent some time doing some very early brainstorming on what we could do in the longer term to get that bus line down a little bit. But a good chunk of that will be funded by the 21st Century grant, particularly the after-school busing, the Saturday school busing that we need in order to get students into that programming. Facility operations and maintenance line, this is based on a slight small increase in rent that we're paying to CEB, which is yet to be codified. We haven't heard one thing or another from Linda and the building. Rent is going to go up. Which brings us to the expense bottom line, and you'll notice drawing your attention down to the net surplus cash basis line. We are projecting a pretty healthy surplus next year. This, you know, especially considering the fact that per people might bump up higher than expected, there might be even a little bit more gravy there, and again, that's because we're able to disperse the entire Longwood gift next year. What Key and I talked about, and I've talked with Jeff about a little bit, is next year we're gonna be in great shape. In the future, just really starting to think strategically about what we can do to lower the more unique expenses that the school incurs because of the tutoring program, sort of the most unique one being the housing that we pay for. And of course, there's been plenty of conversation amongst this board about what we can do in order to push that one down, and also just considering the tutoring program writ large. Jeff and I had a decent conversation about how the foundation is in its recompete year for the AmeriCorps grant, which means that Kia, other folks here at the school, need to wade into a conversation about just how many tutors are really needed here on campus. Obviously, it's got heavy implications for programming, but for the budget as well. So these are sort of things on the horizon that mean a lot to a lot of different people, and also will have an impact on what the budget looks like down the road. But pleased to say that I think we've got a healthy budget next year. Kia has done some great planning around what staffing will look like, and we have the dollars in order to fund it. So it's a positive thing. Jeff, is there anything you'd like to add to it?
Nope.
Anybody have any other questions about the budget?
What was the increase in per pupil funding this year compared to what the preliminary budget was? Do you remember the difference?
Effectively like 2%.
2%, yeah. About 2%.
A little less.
Okay. Yeah, the wins though were up. Because you've got you got this ACLU lawsuit that has got legs, right? Michael, do you agree? So, they're going to have to spend more money, and the way that calculation works, we should get more money.
Well, the state had a good year this year. I was just at a legislative brunch or something like that, but they were talking about the budget was positive for the state overall. Not nearly in the situation they were last year, so.
That's good.
Yes. Do you have a question, Crystal?
No, I just got silent. I was just making sure I was still connected.
We're meditating on the budget.
I'm feeling good about state tax revenue.
So are we ready to vote on this?
Yeah. I move. Make a motion. We approve the preliminary budget.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All right, great. So I think that takes us to most of our agenda. The last kind of topic of the night is our contract negotiations for the services agreement with the foundation. So we'll move into executive session for that. We'll discuss that. Business that we need to bring for the body. Hearing nothing, we'll go ahead and adjourn.
So you think these schools are getting worse?
Good night. I mean, how would they get